Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
and the power and the glory.
Mississippi Magic Day to have. See, I have to play this song a little bit long. I'm having technical difficulty. It be like that. You never know. You never know when you deal with electronics. You never know when it's gonna mess up on you. I'm working with it. Let me see. I'm working with it. Praise the Lord. But yeah, this is exactly where to have it. Bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. Oh, my Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, yes. And I'm talking about the church is tired of phony church folk. Phony. Tired. The Lord is tired of phony church folk. Phony. Yeah, they can do, they phony. You know, when you see phony people, that's it. It said, God, let me see. God, oh, my God. God, people. God, people are having themselves a good time in this world. They are mingling with the world on every hand. There should be a difference between Christian people and non-Christian people in the way that they act and dress. And what they say, well, you know, it doesn't matter. God know the heart. Look, you really get in the Lord. Some things you not going. You get him. God really got in you. Some things he let you know. Leave it alone. It's too tight or too short or whatever. He would tell you that. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you. Lead you. Don't let dress it too short. Let dress it too short. And sometimes they say, you get to church sometime or go wherever you're going. Is this dress too tight? Is this dress too short? And they said, look, you know when you left the house, that dress is too short. Oh, those pants are too tight. Now, don't we? Sometimes we look in the mirror at ourselves, and we know it's too short, too tight, or cut too low. And then we get somewhere else, and somebody, you think it's too low? Yeah, it is. It is. Praise the Lord. This is the best habit. I don't know how this thing gonna work out today, but I'm working with it. Jesus. I'm having technical difficulty. Oh, my Lord. And, so I don't know. But we just going to talk. We're going to talk and pray. That's for sure. We can do that. These computers messing up on me. I tell you the truth. Yes, Lord. This is Peter Prosperity Broadcast. The Lord is tired of phony people. Oh, Lord. Tired of phony people. My God. Listen. I got a long way to go. Listen, this is going to be a long night, you all. Bear with me. It'll be a long night. God is tired. The Lord is tired of phony church people. Let me see. In Ecclesiastes, I had everything written down. Oh, my Lord. I'm working on something. Second Chronicles. Oh, my Lord. 7 and 14. Let me find it. Second Chronicles 7 and 14. Second Chronicles. And my people which are called by my name. You know, God got people. They're going by the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. Oh, it's this thing is still working. It's still acting up. Okay. All right. It's still acting up on me. Oh, let me, now I got to deal with this. Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're going to deal with Ecclesiastes 9:11. Well, let me do with Ecclesiastes 9:11. My topic is, God is tired of phony, the Lord is tired of phony church folks. Phony church people. Well, you know, you can get tired of phony people yourself. We don't have to go to the Lord. You get tired of getting acting so phony. And sometimes people be grinning your face. You say, just a phony, that old phony grin. Have you ever heard people say, you have said it yourself? I've said it myself. That old phony grin, you know. Ecclesiastes, my God, 9:11. I returned and saw unto the sun, and saw under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. The battle is not given to the swift, how fast you can run. Not a battle to the strong, how strong you are. Neither to how wise you are. Not yet, the battle is not given to that. You know, I can do this. Mm-mm. But to do it do it to the end. I'm so strong, I can run so fast. Okay. Just like that turtle and that rabbit. That rabbit thought he could outdo that turtle. That turtle was slow. But when it got to the finishing line, that turtle was there, and the rabbit was behind the turtle. You run too fast. It's not about how fast you can run, how good you can talk. You know? But are you able to endure to the end? God's not going to pay you to start this race. You're going to get your reward at the end of the race. Not at the beginning. And not in between. Now, in between this race, in between the race, it's rough. I tell you, one thing I know for sure, y'all can promise you something at the beginning, between the beginning and the end of what the Lord has promised you. That mirror, in the mirror, in between, that's when all trouble breaks loose. That's when you deliver attacking like never before. That's when you suffer to be separated. You suffer to get a divorce. You suffer to lose your job. You suffer to lose your car. In the midst of what God promised you, in the middle of it, before you get to the end, that's when all trouble breaks loose. It breaks loose. Race is not given to the swift, but to those that endure to the end. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Oh, yeah. I had things all planned. But, you know, every time, even your best plan, you hear me? Even your best plan can mess up on you. The best one, your best plan. I got Second Chronicles 7:14, and my people, which I call by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I would hear from heaven, and would heal their sin, and would heal their land. You know. You all people, we're not doing right. It's something we're not doing not right. And you can't try to fool the Lord. Lord, I'm doing right. I'm living for the Lord. I'm living for you. Oh, no, you're not. No. We're not praying. We're not sticking the Lord. We're having ourselves a good time. Playing church. Don't phone you. Phone grin. And Lord knows they don't phone and handshake. Have you ever shaken people's hand? They don't phone their phone. They don't handshake and just a phone. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. They don't phone and handshake. Some of y'all have shaken. Some of y'all have shaken people's hand. And just a phony. Oh, my Lord. Just as phony as it can be. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Listen, man, I'm having technical difficulty you all today. You all just bear with me. Pray for the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. Pray that I don't be phony. Pray that I don't be phony. Yeah, lift me up in prayer. Lord, don't let it be phone. Let it be for real. Let it be for real. Let it be real. I want to be real. I don't want to be phony. Yeah, he tired. The Lord is tired of phony church. Phony church people. He tired. Because, like I said, you tired yourself. You tired of phoning this all the time. Just phoning. You rather than not even say nothing, you are looking away. Yes, Lord, and see. Let me go with Psalms 118:17. I like this. I should not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. phoning it. Just phoning, phoning, phoning. My Lord, my Lord. This computer. So I'm trying to play these songs, but the way things are now, the way things are now, I had some songs that I was going to do. I had some things I was going to do on this broadcast. But you know when you, even we'll say, even the well-planned plan can mess up on you. My God, my God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yeah, but then he didn't want this. He didn't want this to go out. I had this thing all ready. It's messing up on me. I tell you too. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. I had it together, I had it together, I had it together. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Whew. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Can't even play the song like I want to. I've got to try to turn this on. Let me see how I play it here. Let me see. Let me see. The Lord is tired of phony church. He's tired of phony church folks. Okay. God is tired of phony church folks. We're going to play this song.
Come on, put your hands together. Let's lift him up.
Everywhere you go, there is trouble.
There is trouble.
Everywhere you go, there is strife.
Everywhere you go, there is
sorrow and worry.
Thank the Lord. This is as you better have it. Yes, I am. Some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. Yeah, the devil attacking this broadcast. But, oh, I thank the Lord. Oh, Jesus. God is on my side. I'm working with it, working with it, I'm working with it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know. Amen. Yeah, I'm speaking on the Lord is tired of phony church folks. They got these phony handshakes, phony grin. Now, you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth about that. Phony handshake and phony grin. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he's tired of it. He is tired of it. And you tired of it, too. Let me pray this other song. Get right, Chase. Let's go.
Right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home, oh, home. Oh, I'm going home on the morning train. Look, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. Jump and shout. Nobody there gonna put me out. Get to heaven, roll up, put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, cause I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan stream. I'm gonna look up David in the and then tune to my heart and begin to lay. When I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout, because nobody's there gonna put me out.
Get back to it. Let's go home. My God, my God. My God, my God. We're going to pray. I'm going to talk about the phony church folks. Phony. They ain't living rough and looking rough for nothing. That's why people are having a hard time. No, you can't get a prayer through you. Everything is going haywire. Nobody got any power. No. Don't you're not serving the Lord. God know what you're doing behind closed doors. Nothing. Not a thing are you doing behind closed doors for the Lord. Nothing. God is tired of these church folks. Anybody church people? Just do everything, doing everything on the time, and then trying to justify why you doing it. Oh, God. Only thing you know how to do is take your money. Other than that, forget the rest of it. Now, you know, some church folks know how to take up money. Some church people know how to take up money. An offering, they can stand 3 hours and for an offering. And can't even stay for 30 minutes to pray for you. But they can stay all night long and we need this God, we need this money. You know what to do? You don't need God to pray. Just like we have to pray, you need to pray too. And get in God will meet the need. God will meet the need. God, if God give it to you, he will meet the need, but we don't want to suffer. No, you're right. You don't have to suffer. One person got a ministry and they praying to the Lord. They have to trust in the Lord. But no, you got a big church with a lot of members, enough members for you to get up and say, we need this for them to give it to you. We don't, you know. Yeah, they do that. They give it to you. Well, you know, we need this, we need that, we need that. But the other person that working, that got a ministry, they need help, but they got to pray for Lord meet the need. But see, you all don't have to pray for God meet the need. You know, get up there and all that, and get up there and say you need this, need that. And a lot of lies are going on anyway about this money. Shoot. Look, you're talking about money. There's a lot of lies that goes on about this money. In the church and outside the church, there's a lot of lies about that money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's good. God is good. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Yeah, you know God. You know, good as God is and as righteous person as he is, and you think he likes a lot of phony people around him, a phony people. You know, it's phony, phony, phony. How can folks just tell you, know, even the teenager know when you're phony. Even the children know when they're phony. And then, I might be off key all kinds of ways, but praise the Lord. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity. That you bless this broadcast, you bless this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to be phony, Lord. I don't want to be phony. Father, I want to be for real. Jesus, I want to be for real. I want to be for real. Everything that in me that's not like you, take it out. Change my mind. Change my heart. Change my way of step, of walking. Change my way of talking, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to be for real. I want to be for real, Father. Jesus, I want to be for real. Name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want to be for real. Yes, Lord, touch the people's heart, Lord. Let them get right. Get right, church. Let's go home. Right? The people dying, they dying, Lord. Name of Jesus. We got to go home. We got to go home. We're not going to stay here forever. We got to go home. Oh, God. Get us ready. Get us ready to go home and meet you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us. We need you. 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 Oh, we've been playing too long. Some of us going to stay out there too long until the door going to be shut and they can't get in. Like no art. Oh, God. They play at church, and sometimes some of them won't be able to get back in into the fold, Lord. You don't play. You had warned them. But, oh, Jesus, I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be a phony. I don't want to be a phony. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, I'm dealing with phony church folks. Not church folks, but phony. Not just church folks, but phony church folks. My Lord, you can't tell them. So phony, you can't tell them. Shoot. I mean, you put them together, you said, whoa, which one is the phony one? They're both phony. I mean, they mingle with the phony people. You know, birds of feather flock together. Yeah. Yeah, and I was reading somewhere where it said, this lady was saying, yeah, some of us can speak in tongues, some of us can, and we can serve and everything, but the character. So what type of character you got? You know, I think, just, oh, yeah, nice, But who done got a nasty attitude? What'd that come from? That's attitude. Yeah, they in the church. They're a leader of the church. Yeah. Yeah, they say they saved. They say they're Christian. But they have a nasty attitude. Nasty attitude. Something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. Your character. Your character. But your character. What type of character you got? Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray again. Yeah, I guess I'll pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, forgive me. If I done anything wrong in your sight, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look on this broadcast, Lord. Look on this broadcast and bless it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those under some of my bars, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place in the mind, in the body, in the spirit, Lord. Some of them got a bowed down head. They've been mooning. They've been crying, Lord. And blessed be bereavement family, Lord. Loved one has died, Lord. Some of them can't seem to get over it, over the death, Father. But give them strength. Let them know, turn to you, turn to you, turn to you. You're the only one that can heal. You're the only one that can deliver. You're the only one that can bring peace in their heart, their spirit. The only one that can soothe and calm them in the Holy Spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. They weeping. But, oh, let them know. We've been doing it for the night, but joy comes in the morning. It's just a matter of time. Give it to you. Let them give it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way for the people. So many people still having problems. They finance. They need jobs. They need cars. They need homes. And they need apartments. Some of them have to put out their apartment. Some of them have to lose their car. My God. Some of them have to. The house in it, foreclosure. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. So many of them sick in their body. So many sick in their body got tumors. They tumors. Dissolve the tumor. Whatever it might be, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal, let healing virtue come over their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. We say, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue come over their body, Lord, and heal from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything not like you. Straighten out in their life, Father. Straighten out those children in the name of Jesus. Straighten out the neighborhood, Father. All this killing. I come against the spirit of killing, the spirit of murder. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Send your angels in these neighborhoods, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, make a way. Make a change. A change got to come. A change got to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless your people, Lord. Encourage your people, Father. Touch your people, Father. Heal your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me to pray this thing through. Help me, Chief. Name of Jesus. Oh, God, I love you. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. We've been enduring for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Yes, you would weep, but joy coming in the morning. You know, just before it get, they said, if you be sick, if you can make it just before day, you start getting better. It baby, have to make it through the night. Got to make it through the night, people. Got to make it through the night. But joy comes in the morning. When sunlight about to get at the dawn of the day. My Lord. Oh, Jesus. Healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. In the name of Jesus. Victory will take place. In the name of Jesus. Hold on, my soldier. Hold on, soldier. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yeah, this is Vance Bailey has seen the prosperity broadcast. Oh, my Lord. How you get older? My Lord, my Lord. Oh, yeah, this is Red Brother Harry. My Lord, but you see the bus, see the bus, very broadcast. My Lord, Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. My Lord, yeah, I'm talking about the church folk, phony church folk, phony church folk. You know what? I mean, we spend more time being phony. Then we do being real. Just be for real. You had to get upset. Well, you know, God, you can't judge folks and all that, yang, yang, yang. No, you judge yourself. You judge yourself. We don't want to hear the truth, but we want to do our own thing. We want to do our own thing, our way. You know, we're still living in mess. We don't want to do what's right. And you know what? We don't do what's right.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says. The church say, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Amen.
No, you've got a word.
Amen.
That is coming.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yet Isaiah 40 chapter in the, well, Isaiah 40 in the, let me see, in the 31st verse. But they that waited on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on God. You know, in time out, you know, God soon to come. And he's tired of phoning church folk. Phoning church folk. That's what I'm dealing with. Phoning church folk. I know that's what he wanted me to talk about because the devil gave me a round trying to get on this afternoon. Right to the events of Betty Harris. Get me on Facebook and then Blog Talk Radio, BLOG Talk Radio. You can look at all my, you can see all my episodes I've done, over 200 times I've been on this air talking about Jesus. But he gave me phone to church people. You know, it's time. You know, people ought to be tired. You know, don't you get tired of being phony? You be tired of being phony, just phony. Just, ooh. They jump on the pulpit on down. Some of them just said phony, one, two, three. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. God is a good God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Those on the sound of my voice, Lord, bless them, bless them, bless them. Let healing take place over this airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Back problem. Yeah, back problem. Heal the back. Heal the back. Heal the back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move, move. Touch the back. The problem with that back is the stiffness in the name of Jesus. They can't stand up straight. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch, touch, touch and move in the name of Jesus. Digestive system, they have a problem. I can't keep nothing down on its stomach, Father, in the name of Jesus. That virus going around, all kinds of virus, Father. We don't know, the COVID-19. Besides other virus we got, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stomach virus, in the name of Jesus. Touch, and deliver in the name of Jesus. The stiffness in the leg, in the joint, the arthritis, the inflammation in the body, in the joints, I come against in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. That body, Lord, heal that body. Heal the people that are that body, Father, on the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them put you on the right type of diet, Lord. Let them lose weight, whatever they need to do, Father. Oh, deal with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them get the right information, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. High blood pressure. On the high. So much that so many people got high blood pressure, Father, in the name of Jesus. Regulate the pressure. In the name of Jesus. Regulate that pressure. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Regulate the pressure. In the name of Jesus. Those that have operation, Lord, and then they let healing take place. Let healing do a miracle in that healing process, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch my brother's throat in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place in the name of Jesus. Save him. Touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister's body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every organ, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch every organ from the crown of head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. Oh, that stomach problem in the name of Jesus, the digestion problem, I come against it in the name of Jesus, and I see complete healing, supernatural healing in the name of Jesus, supernatural healing from my brother's throat, in our eyes, see if you have an understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move in this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come to them, I come against all them cancerous spirits. Oh, Lord, generation curse. I come against that curse, the casting curse, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the bloodline, the bloodline, the bloodline, the bloodline. The flow got to stop in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost move, Holy Ghost move, in the name of Jesus. The bloodline, the bloodline. Oh, clean the bloodline. Stop the flow in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, on the sound of my voice, Lord, under the sea. Oh, Yanaha soul, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit have a right away in this famine, Lord. Save and deliver and fill with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch this famine, Lord. Touch her. Oh, Yanaha see, in the name of Jesus, touch this famine, Lord. Touch it. Tell the other people's family, Lord, that haven't gone through with the generation curse, Lord. I come against those different generation curses in the name of Jesus. Set free, set free, set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I need you this evening. Oh, God, give me strength to pray the prayer. Give me strength, Lord, to reach out for the people, to the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray over this airway. Anoint me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray, Jesus. Oh, God. I need you, Lord. I not mean to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. And my people are called by my name, Lord. You got to pray, people. You got to pray. Oh, that's our problem. You got to pray. You're playing church. You're playing church. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. We need help. We need help. We need help. Jesus, we need help. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, we need help. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I will bless.
And I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Can you bless them tonight?
And I will bless your name.
And I will bless
your name.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, this is Master Better Harry. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come here from Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. See the Prosperity Ministry. You never know what you're supposed to hear on this broadcast. Now, that's for sure, because I don't know what I'm going to be saying. I'm coming live. I don't know what I'm what you hear is what you hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah. Oh, my Lord. Praise God. God is good. God is good. God is good. I'm trying to get this sign on. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, every time I get a sign on it, every time up, I got to get a new format and I got to get some new things to try to enhance this broadcast. You know, you hear, you got a piece here, a piece there. I need to put all my pieces together in one spot. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. I love you. Another time.
Come on, put those hands together. Help me praise the Lord in here. Say, may the Lord God. May the Lord God bless you. He woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Hey, may the Lord God bless you real. Look at somebody and say, may the Lord. I want Jesus to bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Send your blessings. Praise God. I'm trying another son on another procedure. I hope y'all can hear it. Praise the Lord. Hold on, old soldier.
Thank you.
making. Yes, Lord. Hold on, old soldier. Hold on, soldier. Yeah, Lord. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Yes, Lord. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. That's a new. I played against one phone against the other. I don't know how it sounds. Y'all have to let me know that you how it don't sound. I have to.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Stephen Walker.
I have to play it back myself.
Live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter tonight. This is my twice a week mental health live stream.
Yes, Lord. God is good. God is good.
All the way down.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Betty Harris.
So I want to thank you for joining me tonight.
I'm trying to get off this thing. Oh, my Lord.
I also want to say that,
yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you to everyone who is subscribed and started following the channel. I'm
trying to get this
the channel's
thing.
Really blown up lately. We're up over 5,000
really,
subscribers. We hit another milestone.
I'm trying to get off of here.
4,000 watch time hours.
Let me see. Praise the Lord. Yes, it was Hold On, Old Soldier by the Mississippi Mass Choir. Now I got the tape from another phone. I was trying something different. Praise the Lord. You have to try what you got to do. What you got to do. So I don't know if it came out like it should or what. But I played it. Praise the Lord. So this is Vance Brandon Harris bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast and coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Pray for Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. We got to pray. Got to grow up in Memphis, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and I'm Mr. Vance Brandon Harris. Post Office Park. My Lord. It's rough. I give God the glory and the honor. Because whenever you're doing something for the Lord, you better look out. They ain't not going to work smoothly all the time. And you can write me to Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Oh, I'm going to put this in. Yes, 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 yes. You can call this number while I'm on the air, 347-850-1971. If you want to talk, if you want prayer, praise the Lord, you can have it right now. Live, praise the Lord, right now. In person, almost in person, voice to voice, praise the Lord. Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris talking about phony church folks. The Lord is tired of phony church folks. I'm tired of them too. It's time out. It's time out for playing church. It's time out. It's time out for playing church. Now, you need to get right. Get yourself right. Time out for playing church. Make no regards. God tired of it. Tired of it. Tired of it. So much problems. People got problems. They're sick in their body. Sickness everywhere. Before the epidemic came about, it was people sick in their body. Sick, sick, sick. Being operated on and foot amputated, leg amputated. Oh, Jesus. And before I get started, I don't owe any right to this broadcast. I don't owe any music to this broadcast. I don't own the music I'm playing on this broadcast. I do not own the music I'm playing on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do not own it. The rights. I don't own the rights to this music playing on the air. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for what he is to be. I thank the Lord. I'm talking about phony church folks. Phony church folks. I know it's going to strike a bell. I guess they're going to, you know, I bet the ears perk up then. Yeah, you so know that listen to me right now. Phoning. You phoning. You phoning. You listen to this broadcast, but you phoning. Phoning church people. Now I'm about to get right, church. Let us go home. Leave on top of these phony handshakes. Phony grin. Phony, I like you. You know, people phony too. And like they're concerned about you. They're not concerned about you. Then somebody's just trying to get your money. They're not in love with you. They want to get that money you got. When they know you're the type of person that like they helping you and so concerned about you. That's phony too. You know, I do this and do that. You know, people are phony. They phony. Lord know the phony people. He know the people that are for real, you know. Hi, church folks phony. Church folks will use you just as fast as a sinner will. Church folks will get on over on you. They will get on. They will get over on you. They sure will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let me see what I play. Oh, Lord. You know, you go through, but you have to go through with the Lord. They ain't none of them. We're not in this world on five better ease. That's for sure. Don't you ever think so? Because you're a Christian. Oh, I'm gonna ever. Lord gonna bless me. He is, but you got to go. The devil gonna hit you left and right. A left hook, a right hook, a left kick, and a right kick. A chokehold. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's got to help me. He's got to help me. Oh, he's got to help me. God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. He got to help me. Let me see you play another song. Praise the Lord. I need to see the Lord make a way somehow.
Oh,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, that's better have. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming you from Mr. Tennessee. My Lord, my Lord. So much sickness, so many problems, so much sickness. People going through. They're going through now. Yes, they are. They're going through. It's not the time out for all this phone, this church folks. Time out. We got to help one another. People going through. You playing church. My God. You want to be important. You somebody. Yeah, like some of you can't touch you with a 10-foot pole. You're so important. Your hair is so high. And some people, they are mad. You know, sometimes mad. Some of the missionaries, some of these bachelors, sometimes bitches. And sometimes the bitches walk by them like they ain't about nothing. They ain't about just dirt. Oh, we got to get a hold of ourselves. It's the way you did. Honey, you be nice to people and keep on going. You can be nice and smiling and keep going. Some of them got bad reputation. They got bad reputation. No sweet spirit. Church people. Some church people got bad reputation. They're not nice. They're not sweet. They're not kind. They're nasty. Nasty attitude. Nasty way of talking to people. Don't know how to talk to people. And kindness and love and kindness. Where's our love and kindness? And we say God not going to... God don't let you talk to folks like they're not even human. Just embarrass them. Don't care what you said to them. Embarrass them. Don't care if they hate your feeling or not. Don't apologize. Look, I'm talking about church folk. Phony church folk. That's phony right there. That's phony. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yeah, this is me. You guys been here, this is me. Yes, Lord. So I don't know how this gonna come out, but I'm speaking it. I don't know how it's gonna come out. Well, sometimes you have to, that's where the ball bounces, that's where the cookie crumble. I'm dealing with phony church folks. Phony church folks. Phony. But I'm tired of it. His people suffering. His people going through. You just walk over his people not doing about nothing. Doing your own thing. My Lord. Yes, he's tired of it. Because I'm tired of it and you're tired of it. So you are tired of it. You all tired of it too. I'm not speaking nothing. Y'all not tired of that. I'm not talking about nothing. Y'all not. Don't know what's going on. Just don't know. You know what's going on in these churches. You know what's going on. Well, they were at pain now. Shoot, you have to. It's hard to get people back to the church now. It's hard to get people back. That's why those don't pay their tithes when they're not coming back. It's hard to get people back. You know, really, tell you the truth. We had an opportunity to do right by people, and they didn't. Now, things are different story now. Yeah. A lot of them ran over people and stuff, thought they had it made. Shoot. Not now. The table turned. You need them and they need you. Sure do. You need them and they need you. Sometimes people don't think they need you. Walk over you and just kick you out and do any kind of, because they think, I don't need her. I don't need him. You know, you're doing well and this and that. But things can change in the split second. Things can change. You can be high one minute, next minute, you don't have nothing. You're down to the ground. You got to be so careful with cheap people. It pays, it doesn't pay. It isn't hard to just be kind to people. You're not going to their home. You're not riding the car. Why it's so hard to be nice to people? Hello, how you doing? Keep on going. Why you have to have nasty attitude? And so up there. And now I thank the Lord, you want to outdress everybody. Phony people. Outdress everybody in the church. Not saying a different story. Some of y'all, if they want to try to outdress everybody in the church, they at home now. They can't wear their fine clothes and big expensive hats. Some of them haven't come back to the church yet, and some of them not coming back. That's where the ball bouncing. That's where the crook. That's where the crooked crumble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all your hats on, and you couldn't help anybody because you got on this $500 hat and fine suits every Sunday. You got on a new outfit. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Things have changed. It has changed now. Mm-mm. No. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, let me pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me pray. I need to pray. Yeah, I know I need to stay on my knees. I know that. You're not telling me nothing. I'm not telling myself. I need to pray. I need to stay prayerful. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I thank you for the many blessings. I bless the people. They're tuning me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I prayed about arthritis, but Lord, so many people got arthritis inflammation in their joints, in their legs, in their hips, trying to get up, thinking how to get up, they're stiff. And when it changes the weather, their stiffness comes real bad. It'd be in so much pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come get the inflammation, Father, name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, migraine headache. Lord, go to whatever the root cause of these migraine headaches that so many of them have, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself to the people, Father. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice. Sound of my voice. Make a way. Oh, God, make a way. Heal. Let healing take place. The eyeball, the ears, the joints. There's some of them have had their teeth pulled. They're having problems. Oh, God, pain everywhere. Name of Jesus. Oh, they have they go to dialysis. Oh, once or twice a week, Father. Heal those kidneys. Heal those lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus. That pacemaker, in the name of Jesus. Heal that heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let the healing take place over this airways, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me. We need help. We need you. We need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you in the name of Jesus. So much, Lord. I don't understand. You've been understanding it. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Take me high in you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Some of them have foot surgery. Oh, here, the ankles, the feet, the toes, Father. In the name of Jesus, the elbows, oh God. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Blessing, Lord, their weight problems. Some of them losing weight, some of them gaining weight. But intervene on their weight problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes, this is Evangelist Ben Harris. But you see the prosperity broadcast every Sunday evening, 5:30 to 7:30.
So if your journey through life has been bittersweet, and the courage to dream has turned incomplete, oh my, at the altar your brokenness he will meet.
Oh,
there's joy in knowing he's near.
So on this life journey,
a look back.
And the courage.
Nobody but Jesus.
All about.
He knows how to handle every situation.
At the altar.
At the altar. You can tell him just how.
All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
To the Lord,
yes,
and leave him there,
go.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise God. Praise the Lord. Take me to the King. Praise my. Yes, I'm having technical difficulty on this radio. Oh, Jesus, but I'm going to make it. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Yes, Lord, take me to the King.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
I'm gonna get it upon your glory, on your love, praise to you, to you, to sing.
Yes, this is Master Bailey Harris. Oh, my Lord. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening. Yes, me every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Name of Jesus, I've been trying my best to be on here. Never get me around. I have a technical difficulty this today, but I'm still on air. I'm still working with it. I'm still talking. Praise the Lord. I don't have about 15 more minutes. Praise the Lord. I've come a long way. I have to wrestle with it. Yesterday. My Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure got to wrestle with the devil. Got to wrestle with it. Yeah, I tell you, do something. Yeah, and you're doing shoot. The devil slap you in that face. Keep on going. You have to learn about the devil back. No, I'm not giving up. If it closed one door and blocked me one way, I'm trying to go another way. My Lord. I'll talk my way through it. I'll pray through it. My Lord. My Lord. Got to time out.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners who plunge beneath that blood,
lose all their guilty.
Stay right there. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein.
Yeah.
And as a sinner one day, I plunge beneath that flood, and I'm here to tell you, I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. And he's the Holy. We'll plunge beneath that flood. They'll lose all. On the day that Jesus was crucified, he was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. Prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away. And he is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. He is Jesus Christ. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the Living God, of the Living God.
Oh,
in a nobler and sinner who will plunge. Today, if you'll just trust and believe Him, one more time, sinners who will plunge beneath. To the saving power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So this is the end of the hand, bringing you to the prosperity broadcast. I'm having technical difficulty. Won't be long. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'll have a 6 more minutes. Oh. There is a fountain, my Lord God. I'm talking about the church folk that God, the Lord is tired of upon the church folk. Oh, gee, the enemy is really attacking today. My God, yes he is. My Lord, bear with me, bear with me. Give me a round, tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. My Lord, yes. I mean, it really.
And call the fire. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, singing a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder, it will be greater. I don't care what you've been through." He said, "Your ladder."
We'll have a 1 minute and 42 seconds. If you only have a 2 minutes, pray for the evangelist, better have, pray for the seed of prosperity, then just equip them to death. Thank the Lord. Yeah, that I would go forth in the Lord and not be a phony person. I don't be phony, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take out, if there's any phoniness in me, take it out, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to be whole. I want to be pure in your eyesight, Father, in the name of Jesus. You all I got, Lord. You all I got, Jesus. I need you, I need you, need you. No time for phoniness. You're soon to come, you're soon to come, you're soon to come. I got a work to do for you, Lord. Oh, give me strength, give me strength. Bless the people out there on the sound of my voice. Tune me in. Hear the sick, lay down and bow down head. Bring no marriage together again in the name of Jesus. I come with all that violence in the Memphis, Tennessee, Father, in the name of Jesus. Memphis, Tennessee, get a hold of Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, Holy Ghost, spread your wings. Lord, spread your wings over this city. What's going on in this city, Father, in the name of Jesus? Across the nation, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us. We need your help. If you don't help us, we can't be helped. There's no hope. If you don't help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. We need you. Oh, bless the sick. Bless the sick. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, the homeless people, those in the nursing home, those in the hospital, those in the operation, Father, be with them. Oh, well, guide the doctor's hand, guide the nurse's hand, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Shield and protection, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save the people, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, let your will be done. Oh, yeah. Name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord. I said yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
What is this? Oh, no, I have missed it.
Years, the only thing that really seems to change is the rotating cast of broadcast journalists, thanks to some real-time drama. Here are the scandals that rocked the lineup. In late 1988, Today executive producer Marty Ryan asked anchor Brian Gumbel to write up an assessment of what he thought worked and didn't work with the show. That's some standard workplace stuff, except that Gumbel's four-page memo leaked to the media in February of 89.
Ever find out who leaked it?
As the LA Times reported, Gumbel's thoughts on his show and his coworkers, which his coworkers got to read, were astute, darkly funny, and also just plain mean.
John, look who I found. Who is that fellow?
Spielberg has nothing to worry about.
Gumbel criticized Willard Scott, the jovial weatherman and the guy who gave shout-outs to viewers on their 100 birthdays, as a colleague who holds the show hostage to an assortment of whims, wishes, birthdays, and fantasies.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
103 years old today.
He recommended Scott be banned from the show's Hard News Cash First Hour, which Gumbel predicted Scott would find upsetting, a feeling that didn't truly matter because Gumbel claimed Scott couldn't, quote, leave this job and get a better one. consumer reporter David Horowitz was what Gumbel called a walking cliche, and Gumbel wasn't at all a fan of film critic Gene Shepard.